of Lake Effect. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. And this is the music of a group of Milwaukee musicians who came together to put a unique spin on the dreidel, or Hanukkah music anyway. Mitch Shiner plays vibes, Rick Aaron is on flute, Joey Sanchez plays bass, and Cecilio Negron Jr. is on the congas.
They call the project Latke Kun Salsa, and it will be part of the Hanukkah celebration Thursday evening at the Jewish Community Center in Whitefish Bay. They joined us for music and conversation in the Lake Effect Performance Studio, starting with this song called Sevivan Sav Sav Sav. Mitch Shiner on vibes, Rick Aaron on flute, Joey Sanchez on bass, and Celio Negron Jr. on the congas. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
That was fantastic. So we started, that was the first tune is Siv Ivan Sov Sov Sov. So first off, Mitch, where did the idea come from for Latke Kun Salsa?
It's kind of an unlikely mashup. Like, one of my favorite styles of music is Latin jazz, and that's really a fusion of many different styles all at once. And being more than somewhat interested in my own cultural identity, I wanted to figure out a way to make a fusion of the two things that I really enjoy, which is traditional Jewish tunes. I'm into those and figuring out where they come from and why we sort of sing the ones that we do today, and also the amazing rhythms that come from the Caribbean and South America, and trying to make that all together.
True.
Let's also remember both cultures love high-fat cholesterol foods.
Yes.
We have noticed this.
Right. But, you know, was there a precedence for you to base this stuff off of, or were you just going to work like, I like these traditional Jewish songs for Hanukkah, and I love these Latin jazz songs, and then did you see which ones naturally fit together, or what was your process for it? Because I imagine no one's quite done this before.
Yeah, I've done a little bit of research into this kind of project, and this is pretty unique.
Is it fair to say no Milwaukee people have ever heard this fusion?
My guess is this hasn't been heard anywhere.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah.
You may be the first, Mitch.
This is crazy. A lot of the recorded Jewish songs, in my opinion, are lacking in like the rhythmic diversity and rhythmic
soul.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. So I wanted to try to bring a little bit of that into the mix.
I'm going to say it a little more simplistically. These Hanukkah tunes have never had it this good before.
Well, based on that
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
There has been some groups in the past that have done a mix of traditional songs like Osei Shalom with a Wawanko rhythm with a different. I can't remember exactly who they are off the top of my head, but there are things, and the culture's been around our culture since when salsa was born. Actually, just to talk a little bit about it, one of the main composers, movers in Fania. Back in the 60s.
Fania Records
back in the 60s, 50s and 60s, was Larry Harlow, who I believe, if not my mistaken, is Jewish. And one of the owners of Fania as well is Jewish. The record industry also during that time was also ran a lot by got a lot of Jewish people, businessmen, who gave opportunities to a lot of Latin musicians. And that's where Fania came out of in New York City, things like that. So there's definitely been a mix before, but what you're doing here is not. I haven't heard it before. So.
Yeah, and well, Jody, when Mitch came to you for this idea, you know, did it, you know, was it exciting for you? Because I imagine the JCC has a bit more traditional Hanukkah programming typically, but what were your thoughts going through to bring this to the people of the JCC?
Well, I really wanted a jazz concert of some sort that we would do during Hanukkah. This is actually during the actual holiday of Hanukkah, which lasts 8 days. I didn't think necessarily of the Latin thing, but then Mitch said, well, let's do this Latin thing. And I thought it was amazing. And we kind of kicked along different names. And really, Mitch came up with the name, you know, Latke. Latke is a potato pancake, of course, which is traditionally served on Hanukkah. And he said, how about Latke con salsa? And I thought, wow, that's great. And so not only is the music this, but we designed the menu because of the name of this, this concert.
Mm-hmm.
Big melding pot of a lot of different things for the Hanukkah celebration.
Right, exactly. And of course, eating is like really critical. Yes. With holiday celebrations, as it is in the Latin culture also.
Not much different than Puerto Rican or Cuban or any Caribbean Latin culture.
Right.
For mm-hmm.
Sure.
Any, we'd like to eat, especially right. a lot of high fat.
Yeah, so, you know, we have you, Mitch, and Rick, you are both Jewish. And for you, Joey and Cecilio, you know, coming from different cultural backgrounds, invited to play this mashup of sorts, you know, you have one strength probably in the Latin jazz area, but didn't know much about the songs of Hanukkah and what it means. So what did all of you learn in this process of melding these two together?
I would say in music, anything is possible because I never heard any of these tunes before. And see Mitch, you know, bringing all these shards. And at the beginning it was, you know, kind of crazy just to digest it. But when you see the final result with all these musicians, they are so amazing. The product is really good. I know people are going to enjoy this, definitely.
For sure.
And actually, it's an international language. I mean, that's the most wonderful thing about music is you don't even have to speak the same language, right. but you can play music together.
Right,
it's
you can play
fantastic.
Music together and vibe together on these tunes. You know, they're all conveying a message of happiness and coming together to celebrate a holiday.
And the struggle of the music in which the music came from is the same as well, too. Like, a lot of traditional music, from the Jewish music, came out of a really serious struggle throughout history.
Right.
And so did the traditional rhythms out of the Caribbean, came out of the struggle during the times of slavery, during the times of oppression.
Right.
So those things will always kind of gravitate back to each other no matter what and kind of work well together and taste good.
Yeah. Well, let's get another sampling of this tasting. Mitch, you might have to jump in on the pronunciation of this, but our second to Mao Tsur
Mozambique.
All right. Can you explain the background of the two songs here?
Sure. So Mao Tsur, some people might know the same song as Rock of Ages. I thought about rock being kind of like louder and heavier. And usually I've heard this song done kind of like very chill, very relaxed. But I said, okay, what's like the most rocking Caribbean rhythm is probably a 1-2 with comparsa and Mozambique. So I thought it would be fitting to kind of smash all of those together. This arrangement is influenced by an Eddie Palmieri recording called Mozambique as well. So,
excellent.
Yeah, here's Mao Tsur Mozambique. Thank you.
Again, that was Mitch Shiner on vibes, Rick Aaron on flute, Joey Sanchez on bass, and Cecilio Negron Jr. on the congas. With a little taste of what's to come for the Latka con Salsa concert at the JCC. So, Mitch, what are the typical instrumentations for these classic Jewish Hanukkah songs? And was it easy in your mind to, or anyone can take this, was it easy in your mind to pair it with flute, vibes, you know, all these different ways you could have interpreted jazz?
Yeah, Rick can explain a little bit more.
Traditional klezmer music probably would have a clarinet with a rhythm section. The harmony is far more defined in traditional klezmer music. What Mitch has done is really stretched this and used pretty much American harmonic jazz sensibilities in mashing the two cultures together.
Now, you mentioned before that Hanukkah music has never had it this good. So when you were first rehearsing this, you know, were you thinking, oh, gosh, why haven't we done this before? Or, you know, why can't we liven up all the Hanukkah music or reinterpret?
Well, and again, and I'm not a scholar about Hanukkah music. I'm not a scholar about Jewish music. But Hanukkah music is pretty square. They're really child songs. Jody, perhaps, you know, I'm sure you know a whole lot more than I do. But, you know, people right away think about the dreidel song. Well, if I never heard the dreidel song again, it would be fine.
Well, I think a lot of it was children's songs. Some of it is folk songs. But it always had kind of like a very sort of calm folk song quality to it, you know. I mean, to put these kind of wild beats is like, who would have thought of such a thing? I think it really it really enlivens these songs in a ways that we don't usually think of.
Right.
So you want those canon melodies to stick out of these traditional Jewish songs. But what were some of the greatest challenges of translating these songs to have the jazz interpretation?
As an arranger, I think it's really important to do a lot of homework about where the song came from. Like our version of the dreidel song actually is a mashup from an amazing timba band from Cuba called Batacumbele, and their song is called Se Leve. And to me, that has a very spinning sort of quality to it, especially the melody. It kind of makes me go, like makes my head go around in circles. And the coro for that song is El Songo Me Vuelve Loco, which means the songo is the rhythm that they're playing. It drives me crazy. So if you're playing dreidel enough and looking at the dreidel, you're spinning around in circles and, you know, eating enough chocolate gelt that you're probably getting driven crazy. So that was one example of kind of like the historical mashup. But then the song we're going to close out with, too, is the Hanukkah song. The lyrics reminds me of days long ago, and there's light and off in the distance. So we're going to play it really slow and mournfully and, you know, thinking about kind of as sorrowful as I'll be home for Christmas in that way, with that sort of spirit, rather than, you know, oh, Hanukkah, like with the kind of a pep in your step. We're going to bring it back and make it kind of more heartfelt, I guess.
Well, and for all of you, for Mitch and for you, Rick, knowing these tunes, growing up with them, celebrating them, and now, I suppose, relearning them in a way. And you guys coming to this, perhaps knowing a bit more with the Latin jazz background, knowing those beats and integrating this new song, what did you all learn, or what were your favorite components of bringing these two cultures together musically?
There's not much. What did I learn? There's not much differences between the cultures, really. It's just reaffirmed all of that, you know.
Right.
For me, that's what.
The one thing I was going to say, I'm very proud of this kind of thing. I mean, at the Jewish Community Center, we have an initiative that we call Tapestry, which is arts and ideas. And so the arts are just the most powerful way to convey culture. And this fusion of Jewish and Latin culture is exactly what I think that we should be doing, because you just absorb it. I don't have to lecture about it. You know, it's just there. And it's a very wonderful thing. And I'm so proud that we could do this at the Jewish Community Center.
I think, too, I mean, especially given some of the events of late, I think it's important for communities who are feeling
vulnerable
and having
disenfranchised.
Yeah. For those communities to come together and really celebrate the positive things about our cultures, because we all know that that's really the things that ring true for us.
Yeah.
You guys have anything to add?
Well, it's interesting. listening to this conversation, musicians, especially musicians who improvise, I don't care if they come from Puerto Rico or Haiti or the Dominican Republic or the United States, we are constantly trying to alter the printed note harmonically, rhythmically.
What if?
Yeah.
And still we have honor or we respect the roots of where it's coming from. Then that's the most important thing. I'm talking about, in my case, like I'm Puerto Rican and we have this music from Puerto Rico that is really, really unique. In the past couple of years, we've been trying to add, and some people get like extra crispy about it. Like, how you gonna do that with that tune? But we gotta explore. We gotta explore, see the possibilities. But we always respect the roots, and we honor the roots where this is coming from. And we always, doesn't matter how or what you add to it, the message is going to be the same, and the root is going to be there. People are going to recognize the song. That's, for me, that's most important. It's going to be fun.
Oh, I'm excited.
Well, as Rick said, even though you're looking to see what you can change, you guys are also following each other's lead and respecting each other's voices and instruments. So, you know, that was so present here today, and I want to thank you all so much for coming, sharing your time and your talents, and I can't wait to hear what everyone thinks of this.
Yeah, thank you so much, Audrey.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you. All right, what do we close out with?
Gracias.
We are going to close with Hanukkah, Oh Hanukkah.
Hanukkah, Oh Hanukkah, performed by Mitch Shiner on vibes, Rick Aaron on flute, Joey Sanchez on bass, and Cecilio Negron Jr. on the congas. They'll all play along with percussionist Dave Bayless at Latka Con Salsa at the JCC in Whitefish Bay on Thursday evening. They were joined by the JCC's Judaic Education Director, Jody Hirsch. Jason Reavy engineered the performance, and you can find full versions of all of the songs they played and read more at WUWM.com.